The Greater Sudbury Cubs taught the visiting Elliott Lake Vikings a lesson on February 29, sending the team packing 11-2. On the ice at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex, the Cubs drew first blood in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League match. Greater Sudbury began the night scoring nearly 3 minutes into the matchup when Samuel Asinawai wheeled out from the sideboards and fired a shot past Elliott Lake starter Sam Keane from the right circle, the league said in a news release. Asinawai is on fire lately, earning points in each of his past 11 appearances. The Cubs made 2-0 on the power play 10 minutes later thanks to Oliver Smith, scoring his 38th goal of the season, thanks to a sharp pass from Ethan Larman. Getting one back just prior to the first intermission, the Vikings' Gavin McLennigan generated a rush down the left wing and while powering hard to net put a shot on net that was stopped by Cubs goalkeeper Matthew Varamian, but Max Chesilski chipped in the rebound for his 8th of the campaign, the release said. Asinawai picked up another goal 5 minutes into the second period, on a breakaway no less, beating Vikes netminder Keane to earn his 20th goal of the season. A few shifts later, Hudson Chitteroni then made it 4-1, lifting in a bouncing puck put into the crease by Justin Seguin. At 12:52 of the second, Smith fed Noah Cohan who cranked a one-timer past Keane to make it 5-1. Then, Chitteroni guided one in from short range on the power play to make it 6-1. That should have been enough, but the Cubs weren't done scoring just yet. The Vikings did manage to score their final goal of the game in the closing minutes of the second. At 15:38, a strong Chesilski forecheck set up McLennigan, and from a sharp angle he whipped one past Varamian to pot his 20th for Elliott Lake and make it a 6-2 game. The Cubs added 3 goals in quick succession early in the third, courtesy of Larman, Cohan and Smith, making it a 9-2 game. Nolan Newton had the chance to make it 10-2 on a penalty shot but Keane stymied him. Mason Chitteroni made it 10-2 for the Cubs shortly after. Newton made up for the penalty shot before the end of the third to get that 11-2 final score. With the outcome, Greater Sudbury's record improves to 3-9-1-1-1-2 while in defeat the Vikings drop to 5-3-9-1-4. With 81 points, the Cubs sit 1 point back of the Blind River Beavers for top spot in the NOJHL. Suns become Cubs. In other Cubs news, the team announced on Thursday night that the Nickel City Hockey Association, NCHA, is rebranding their A and A teams as the Nickel City Cubs for the 2024-25 season. We are very pleased that the Nickel City Hockey Association approached us with the idea to brand their teams with the Cubs name and logo starting next season, said Mark Burgess, Cubs owner and president, in a news release. My family and I, as well as our team staff, have always enjoyed partnering with minor hockey. To have 16 NCHA teams wearing our logo is very exciting for our organization and will greatly assist with raising awareness of the Cubs brand locally and across the province. For his part, NCHA President Gus Lescaut was equally pleased. Today marks an exciting day for Nickel City Hockey as we change our team's name from the Suns to the Cubs, Lescaut said. We are very grateful to Mark Burgess and the Cubs organization for sharing their name and logo with our A and A teams and I know that our youngsters wearing their new Cubs jersey will be very proud to do so. The new partnership will extend beyond the use of the Cubs' name and logo, the team said. For example, the NCHA and the Cubs will be partnering with local retailers on the sale of Cubs swag while the Cubs will be promoting NCHA events on their LED digital billboard assets throughout the year. Nickel City teams will be attending Cubs' home games on Thursday nights, free of charge, by wearing their team jerseys. There are also plans for NCHA contests to be held during the intermission of Cubs home games.